President Bush has wasted no time in naming a replacement for former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. The new nominee is John Snow, once a Transportation Department official in the Ford administration, holder of a doctorate in economics, and for the past decade, the chairman of CSX, the nation's largest rail company. Snow's task as the top member of the president's economic team will be to sell Congress, Wall Street, and the American public on the administration's economic policies, NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
In John Snow, the president gets a nominee he hopes will command respect within the administration, in the business community, and in the halls of Congress. Snow is 63 years old. He has a Ph.D. in economics. In the mid-70s, he did a stint in the federal government working as an undersecretary in the Department of Transportation. And as a CEO, he has long been a voice for greater accountability in corporate America. Here's how the president introduced his new pick this morning.
In a varied and productive career, John Snow has shown consistent qualities of foresight and integrity and public spirit. He's led one of our nation's largest railroads with skill and success. He knows firsthand how the economy works.
For a man who had just fired his top two economic advisors, President Bush sounded today remarkably upbeat about the nation's economy. He said inflation is firmly under control, mortgage rates are at historic lows, productivity is up, and the economy is growing again. The president did add that parts of the country are experiencing hardship and that investor confidence needs a boost. When Snow stepped up to the microphone, he thanked the president and maintained the positive tone.
This is an important moment for the economy. Thanks to your leadership and this administration's stewardship of the economy during a tough time, the recession was one of the shortest and shallowest in modern economic history.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans praised the selection of Snow, saying they know him well. Some Democrats, however, saw the shakeup at the White House as evidence of the administration's inability to come up with a coherent economic policy. Robert Menendez is the new chairman of the House Democratic Caucus.
I think that the members of our caucus, and I think the American people on this issue of the economy, would give the president a failing grade. The fact of the matter is high unemployment. The fact of the matter is we have an enormous loss in wealth in this country.
In the past, John Snow has been a fierce advocate for balancing the federal budget, and he applauded when economic growth and fiscal policy made that happen under the Clinton administration. But under President Bush, deficits have returned, and by the latest Congressional Budget Office estimates, those deficits will continue for the foreseeable future. One thing Snow will have to sell in his new job will be an economic plan containing even deeper tax cuts, which Democrats say will only make the deficit worse. While no opponent of cutting taxes, the trade-off between tax cuts and debt reduction has been part of Snow's thinking for some time. Here he is in a 1995 interview with NPR talking about corporate CEOs and the deficit.
So I think you ought to look at us as people who have a genuine and deep interest in seeing the American economy perform well and who are alarmed at the prospect that it won't perform well unless action is taken and taken soon to deal with this huge Damocles sword that hangs over us.
It is no doubt a subject that will come up in his Senate confirmation hearings. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.